You are now rocking with the best. We are here. We're back for another episode of the Art and BS Podcast, the podcast by artists for artists and art lovers. I am your host from the West Coast, James Drills, broadcasting from the slums of the Cultural Arts District in Fresno, California. Let's get some housekeeping out the way. Shout out to cats over on Apple holding us down. Cats over on Spotify, fam, we see you. Hit us up with that follow. You know what I'm saying? Apple cats, hit us with that subscribe, that review, it helps out. Two niggas over on Patreon. And listen, y'all the real MVPs. Listeners on the web, we appreciate you guys. Announcements. You know, guys, I've put a donation link in a lot of episodes. We have the Bazaar Fest coming up. I know you guys really like these graffiti episodes, and if you would like to help assist in me getting a memory card for my my Zoom H6 so I can get these interviews on location, hit us with a dollar. If you like the podcast, hit us with a dollar. If you like the music, hit us with a dollar. If you feel like you achieve some sort of value from this, if you could bless us with a dollar, that would help out. And if you're looking for some new drip, I have made some Art and BS gramophone and paintbrush block printed shirts, $35, and I am eating the shipping for the podcast family. So all the proceeds go towards getting new equipment. We need to get some more mics, we need to get some cameras, so we need video for y'all, man. Listen, so help a brother out. Plugs, have some respect for your artwork, put a Vatican on that bitch. We got Casines, Tabernacles, Cassettes, Flemish Corners, all that good stuff. And if you're in Fresno, hit up Widow's Walk Tattoo for some fine ink. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to go to them cats who are untrained and dirty. But first time listeners,
you saw me just get out of the whip. I mean, we here.
Return family members, let's get to it. We just cutting the music in real quick. Where we at? Podcast family, what up? All my painters, I see you. It's the Ice War Bezo just dropped. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know nothing about this. What you painting with? You got that gouache, you got that acrylic. All my cats with the watercolors, I see you. Homies with the oil paint, man. Listen, hold it down.
Got a key on her, got the AC on. When it's winter,
cause it's heat on. Sipping it, you got it, you know what's really popping.
Out and I pee on. Always tell your
what you got? You got that French press? You got that dirty chai? You keeping it esoteric? All my cats with the caramel macchiato, I see you. I still got no love for them Americano drinkers, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, y'all drinking decaf, man. Hey, however you gotta get it.
I get a lot of money. I get a lot of money. Bitch, I get a lot of money.
Pull this trap, out the baby. Vault,
no respect, no rappers. We ain't cut the same.
Come on, say I'm hit y'all with something out the
vault. Don't make me fuck the same. I got tired of chandeliers.
I like to get up
today. Shorty got that
face. I like to get
the people
what they
ask for. Turn up on them niggas. Made no ends. I'm about to see a 10. Glad I'm on probation. Used to drop and piss out Laney Pills. Fuck them niggas. They can't come around cause we know he a tip.
We
for real. When it's by that paper, I'm trying to
feed
the fame. Never spend no cheese for none of these hoes. They let me fuck for free. Walk inside the trap and see how woods look like I cut a tree. Took the dog shit inside the club and go turn up the seat. Hit your SRT, that bitch cut up a Jeep. I get a lot of money. I get a lot of money. I get a lot of money. Bitch, I get a lot of money. 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 Bitch, I get a lot of money.
Art and Bullshit Podcast. Art and Bullshit Podcast.
Let's keep going, let's keep going, let's keep going.
Art and Bullshit Podcast.
Shoot you and your manager. Why that nigga ain't off yet?
Art
ain't moving fast enough. Fucking with Lil Raw, bitch. She a animal.
Round with two sticks. Like a chopstick.
This is my joint right here. Get that French Montana Kodak Black off. You know what I'm saying? V, can I see you? Jason Graham, what's up? Martica, what's really
popping? Shit up, but I ain't trapping.
Post safe beats, hold it down.
Little dog, I ain't mad. This ain't what you want, little dog. This shit bad.
Fresh out the
coma already. Shouts to all the ladies breaking hearts, breaking pockets, securing bags, popping tags.
Call me Latrell Sprewell. Game in the choke. When you broken trap, that ain't easy. That'll have a past. Mask up like ease. Megan Fox came with the machine. Call me Mr. Nice Watch. More jewels than icebox. Rest in peace to Michael K.
You know, honestly, you guys, I had to take a week off and focus on painting, focus on James, focus on getting some projects off. You know what I'm saying? I'm a painter first and a podcaster second. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it all in perspective.
You know,
don't get overwhelmed by your pet projects. Stay focused on what your passion is, man. You gotta cut through that fat.
A chopstick, youngest make your keys flip like a locksmith. Got a curve and she tripping, that is toxic.
Right?
When you catch the boy slipping,
it be toxic, y'all.
Play with clap, go to flash and sit up like a camera.
We're gonna have to talk about toxic ladies on the next Patreon episode.
You been at they throat, little dog. I ain't mad.
I got stories,
y'all. This ain't what you want, little dog. This your bad. First out the bar, streets on lock, that money flowing. Fucking with a little bitch out of Boynton, and she going.
Hey.
I been going hard with no rest, and I ain't trying to. I be in a fuck nigga chest, like the swine flu. My jaw locking, chewing my money. I swallow the phone out, forget it, I ain't speaking on business. You got your whole round. Still posted by the Chinese though. Been thinking my head gone. Chopstick, first out the box, don't get head rolled. We the type of nigga go missing, we think it's cute. Catch that nigga with diss and flip this person assistant too. Yeah, glizzy on me glue, hanging, hitting out the coop. I've been fucking with this little swoop, slurp the dick up like a soup.
Talk
first
about it.
Prison, already winning, I'm at my own pace. Miles got the best of me. I'm
oh yeah, albeit Be Awesome Gallery in Fresno, California, third Thursday in February, and then March. First Thursday, I will be the featured artist at the Fresno Metro Black Chamber of Commerce office. Man, listen. We working, you know what I'm saying? They out there, you know, taking down artwork, putting up Christmas trees. You know what I'm saying? They out there, you know what I'm saying? Ain't recruiting no new talent, do a story time. You know what I'm saying? They out there milking these artists, not posting pictures of their work, trying to look cute in the tag photos, man. Listen. All right, it's time to take y'all home, man. It's time to take y'all home.
We just gonna use that as is. Yo, my grandma bumped this shit, bro. That ass.
Art and Bullshit.
All right, let's
podcast.
Get to it. Hope you guys enjoy that bonus episode, or this bonus episode, rather, Out the Vault. And like I said, if you guys enjoy this podcast, the music, the insight, the debauchery, the comedy, hit us with a dollar, man. You know, we really appreciate it. Please and thank you in advance. Enjoy the episode and talk to you guys soon.
Art and Bullshit Podcast. Art and Bullshit Podcast. Art and Bullshit Podcast.
Patreon exclusive. What's cracking, man?
How's it going?
Yeah, we here. So we're going to get into a few questions. We're going to get deeper into the zone of the man, the myth, the legend, Zeb 3ABTM.
Yeah, that's why I hear that a lot. I hear the word legend. A lot of people call me a legend. I've been hearing that ever since I got out, that what I did is legendary. You know what I mean? It's just never been done to the scale that I did it, how I did it, where I did it, you know, just the repetitive nature of how I was doing it was just something that no one's ever seen in Seattle ever. You know what I mean? Like I would paint Belltown so hard that it was like the buff was pretty hard on me, but I would come back every night and get Belltown. I made Belltown like my priority. You know what I mean? I would just get, you know, I mean, they wouldn't be able to buff everything, so it would just add up more and more. And towards the end of the spree, Belltown and downtown, everywhere downtown, Capitol Hill was just, it was crushed, man. It was just, no one's ever seen that level ever.
Yeah,
no one will ever be able to reach the level that I took it to.
So
that's guaranteed.
Yeah, okay. And I want to touch on that, but I want to go back a little bit because you're saying like that was the apex and the crown. And I got to agree with that. But the thing is when you were younger, before we met, I would see you up on like the West Seattle buses, downtown buses going to U District, things shit like, you know, just man, Power Scribes was they were very abundant, right? So my question for you was like, in your younger years, what were some of the moments to let you know like, okay, like I'm on the right path, I'm doing this shit? And I know you said that you got a lot of encouragement from your friends, but can you talk about some of the moments that let you know like you were about to be there?
Just everybody. Every time I meet somebody, they'd be like, damn, I see you up, you know? They'd be like, they'd be real excited. Like, everybody I meet, a lot of people would be excited to see me or meet me, you know what I mean? Because they finally got to meet me. And they're just hyped, you know, because I got a lot of spots. You know, I'm one of the most up, if not the most up, with tags at least, and scribes, you know?
Yeah,
Power Scribes is one thing, you know, 3A's, you know, most well known for Power Scribes. And that's like, that just was my thing, you know, was Power Scribes.
Eager had a lot of Power Scribes too.
Yeah. Yeah. I did one Power Scribe that was fucking 5 feet tall, like from like my head to the ground. And like 10 feet wide, big 3A Power Scribe one time.
Oh, shit.
Took me like 20 minutes.
Put work in.
I had another Power Scribe that I spent like 20 minutes with the Dremel bit.
Yeah.
On the Love Zone in Ballard, the porno shop. Bro, that shit ran for fucking... at least a year.
Okay, time out. See, now, okay, you talking that talk. Let's get to it. Do you got any stories about the lusty lady in Seattle?
Oh, damn, the lusty. Oh, yes. Man. Just that I would jizz on the fucking quarter machine, like where you put the quarters in.
This nigga is sick.
Art and Bullshit Podcast.
Yeah, I'll bust on where you put the quarters in, you know, and I know that, and I would go in the wheelchair booth because the window goes all the way down past your waist, so they can see you getting it.
So for those who don't know, the Lusty Lady was in downtown Seattle, and it was one of the last running places where they had the peep show booths, and you could put a quarter in, and then the window would go up, and then there would be a girl, you know, behind the glass, and she was basically there to keep you, you know, putting tokens in the slot if she, you know. If she had skills, she could keep you there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but back to the wheelchair booth, they would see you. They would sit there and watch you get it, you know? They'd be able to see you getting it, you know? And that was, like, the grimiest shit that there was, because they'd sit there and watch you fucking... get it, you know? Hey, I would literally leave the lusty lady and be like, oh yeah, she's feeling me.
Oh shit. Wait, hold on, you can't hold on, you can't just get your shit off. Yo, I think she likes me, man. Yeah, yeah. That one. Yeah, her personality, that we really connected.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I was like 18,
Oh my God, man, connecting with the chick on the other side of the glass is insane, man. Emotionally, like, you, I got a buck 25. I'm waiting for him too. He's late. Let's, I have some time to kill.
Hey, no joke. Oh, man. I've smoked cigarettes with the girls. I've smoked cigarettes with the girls on their smoke break and talked to them, and then waited like 5 minutes and then gone in there and seen them in the booth.
Like, yo, and what's then up?
Then the window goes up and then we're just staring at each other and we're just feeling it, you know?
You're like, hey, cool's in the box. Remember me? She's like, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Oh, man, we bonded over a camel with no filter. Dude, hold on. Hold up, my nigga. You cannot go in smelling like camel menthols, busting it up. And you feeling her, too, like, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Lusty Lady. Downtown Seattle, great memories. You got any good memories about, fuck, dude. So many Oh, let's tell some Maharaja stories.
Oh, man. I wasn't even allowed in there. They kicked me out because I was too young.
Okay.
They kicked me out, but I would try to go. I would kick it outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kick it outside and skateboard and shit.
Yep. Yeah, but, man, that shit was crazy.
I'll get kicked out sometimes, but...
Yeah, the Maharaja, that shit was lit, man. Is that shit still open? Well, I don't know. Probably. I don't want to say
that. Probably not.
Okay, those motherfuckers. That shit, yeah, it was off the chain.
Yeah.
It was like the graffiti writer bar. It was like a... But it was weird because it was like college girls, graffiti writers... Hipsters. Yeah.
Yo,
yeah, that shit was crazy.
I remember this guy, Rest, had a fucking a MySpace group called the Hipster Holocaust.
Yo.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember that shit. Everybody wearing American Apparel and shit.
Man. My, how things have changed was crazy. So we talked about the cha-cha. We talked about... Now, see, do you remember the I Spy or no?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I never really kicked it in bars because I got out and I was 21, but I was only out there for... I was only out there for like 3 months and I was able to go to bars.
Yeah, because you was on that. I remember, yeah, because when we was moving around, you was on that. You was a young cat who was a young savage, a terror in them streets. So, yeah, definitely. In that generation of like, and see, that was the thing about it is like, I feel like the generation who was younger than us, they just like those, y'all motherfuckers was like, it was madness, man. Madness in the streets. You know, the you and like Sorrow and fucking Lipid. Lipid's a super savage.
Snide.
Yeah, Snide. That guy.
Free Snide.
Snide. That dude. Yeah, Free Snide. Where the fuck Snide is that dude? I ain't seen that motherfucker in years. I don't know what the hell he did. But yeah, dude. So let's hit the rapid fire questions. You got you go to Home Depot, you only get two cans, what you picking?
No, I go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Damn, probably those turbos now. Probably the turbos, man. I don't know if they fit in your pants. I don't know if you can belt line some turbos, but if I'm going to Home Depot, I'm getting turbos. Or kills, you know. Ooh, turbos are like, I haven't had the chance to use a turbo yet, but if I was going to use anything, it'd be the black and white turbo, because it's like three cans in one with the super fat spray. Like, it's pretty shitty. It's the fan tip, but you can fill your shit in like real quick, you know?
And also you can get an adapter or like a different cap, right? And then substitute that with like a resto, maybe?
I think so, maybe. I'm not sure.
But like, okay, old school shit though.
Old school would have to be Krylon ultra flat white or ultra flat black or flat white with like a New York fat or an orange dot or a pink dot or those like super like gold dots.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because I mean, that's like, that was the best paint back in the day to use. Like, you couldn't get any better for like tagging or any better like the effects of it, you know, like the flares, you know. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get any better can for tagging than ultra flat black or a flat white Krylon.
So do you think that it's because of the formula versus like, because Resto has a thicker formula, maybe?
Resto's always going to be better, but back then, just because Krylon had the flat white, the flat black was like a different kind of paint. It was like flat, you know what I mean? It was
that's true.
It was way better.
Yeah, ultra flat black was always, that was the shit, man.
Even their colors was good for like tagging, you know, because you could put the European cap on it and get the flare real good. It was real watery, but you know, like red or blue on like a white wall, just doing some tags is really good.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, standing out.
Yeah. I always liked Rusto Burgundy and Sunburst Yellow. Those were my favorite Rusto colors, and the sky blue, and you know, just black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get that a lot. Maybe some green.
Yes, sky blue was kind of hard. Like, you would find Harbor Blue more than Sky Blue.
Oh yeah.
Or wait, no, and they had Spa Blue too, right?
There was like such a limited amount of colors at like, well, we're talking about Home Depot. I never really racked from Home Depot. I would just go to like Fred Meyer.
Okay, okay.
And they have a limited amount of Rusto at Fred Meyer. It's mostly Krylon, you know?
Now, did you ever fuck with that? In the West Seattle, they had the dollar store with all the terracottas. Did you ever go there and get the terracotta cans of like the old school Krylons?
No, I never did, but I did go to, I remember when I was a kid, I went to B&I, you know, B&I,
mm-hmm.
And they had a dollar store in there, and I got some dollar cans there. They were pretty good. You remember B&I? They used to have a gorilla in a cage at B&I back in like a long time ago. They had a fucking gorilla.
Yeah, I never saw the gorilla in the cage. Oh, man. Crazy shit. Fuck, man. So, now, outside of, like, the whole, here's my thing. Did you ever discuss this movie thing with your friends afterwards and say, like, hey, when we were on the mission, XYZ. Yeah.
They would just tell me I'm crazy. You know, they'd be like, nah, it didn't happen. Like, I got, after I hit the dude with the cane, I would be in prison, and I that's when I really started talking about it, because I figured that it was over. You know what I mean? I thought it was all over. So then I felt like I should just talk to him about it, and it's going to be cool. We'll talk about money and taking trips and what we're going to do with this money. I always thought I was going to get like 20 million.
Uh-huh.
So I was really just in prison waiting for my $20 million check. And after like in like 2016, I just kind of stopped believing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I stopped, really stopped. I got out of the hole and I went back to general population, and I just kind of lost all my fucking belief in any of that shit happening.
Now, are you doing any, well, let me rephrase that. Are there any creative outlets outside of, because I know we got the shirts popping, outside of that that you're pursuing now?
I mean, I just want to paint fucking like cutty spots, you know, like bridges, track sides, maybe some freights. I never really painted freights very much. I'd like to maybe find some chill spots and get some freights going. Cause if I get caught doing graffiti, I'm going to go back to the hospital for like no less than like 2 years. So if I get, I don't want to get in any trouble.
See, I was thinking about like an old man hobby, like niggas be fishing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Damn, man. Just BMX, man. Riding my bike, photography, taking photos. One thing I got when I got out was I got an iPhone, and I'd never had a smartphone. And just to be able to flick graffiti with my phone, because, you know, these new phones, they got like night vision and shit. Maybe just archive graffiti, you know, had to keep me busy, just archive graffiti.
So how far had technology, like the jumps of you being in jail, what were the technology jumps?
It went from iPhone 2 to like, I got out and I got an iPhone 10R. And then a month later, they came out the 11. Like, I couldn't wait for the 11 to come out. But it went from like 2 to 10 to almost 11. It went from 2 to almost like 11.
Damn.
When I got out. So it was like a huge jump.
Right.
And I never had a smartphone before. I got the smartphone and I'm like, I'm sucked in, you know? I'm definitely one of those people that's sucked into the phone nowadays.
Yeah, brother. You know, I have to turn the notifications off when I'm painting so I can really get to it.
Yeah, I got rid of the notifications too. I quit doing that like permanently because that shit, when you're getting messages, I get messages all the time. And if I fucking am checking my phone every time it buzzes, I'm missing out on life, you know? So I still check my phone every like couple hours, but like I check my DMs, but it's like, fuck. Before I was like looking at it every time I got a DM, it was like, just, it was stupid, you know? So try not to get too sucked into the phone, but I mean, damn. But I'm coming out with a graffiti company, man. It's called Big Time Mobs.
Talk about it.
I'm about to make a fucking
art and bullshit.
I'm about to brew my own ink, and it's gonna be like a San Francisco bus hopper ink formula with the shit that's in a big ballpoint pen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get the oil based paste, mix it with brake fluid and rubbing alcohol type shit, like alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And add this, I think it's like carbon, like a carbon type powder. You add the powder to it, and
okay,
it stains super hard. And I'm going to have, Art Primo is going to help me with it. And I already know how I'm going to get the empty markers from China. You know what I mean? I can get...
Oh.
If I buy like 5,000 empty markers, I can get them for like 50 cents each and then fill them and then sell them for like 10, 12 bucks each. And it's going to be a good formula. It's going to stain good. And it's just going to be for people that don't know how to make their own ink or they don't want to go through making their own ink, you know, but you know, blue, the black comes out purple, you know, like Garvey.
Yeah.
So it's going to come out a lot like that.
Dig it.
It's going to leave a ghost, you know?
Yeah.
Every time you paint something that has to be buffed, I'm gonna try and make it so that it leaves a ghost. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be called Big Time Mops. You know, kind of like a BTM thing, Big Time Mops.
For sure.
And I'm really hoping that I'm gonna be able to do this, and only have to work part time and be able to do this. You know.
Yeah. Well, and also, it's good to see, like, yo, I'm going to flip this aspect, my favorite aspect of the graffiti game, into a viable, you know, business.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is that's where you, everybody, what did I had a guest and they were just like, they were talking about graffiti and they said everybody had a different focus, you know. So it's like for you, Zeb, your focus was tags, outlines. That makes sense to do mops. And then it's just like, fuck it, dude. And then some limited edition shit, maybe fucking, you know, I mean, man, Montana or some shit like that, give you one or something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm trying to like send samples to different graffiti websites, like, you know, that all the kids buy their shit off of. Like, I already got Art Primo. They said they would buy some,
mm-hmm.
but like things like Bombing Science,
right.
Spray Planet, mm-hmm. just different online retailers of graffiti supplies. I gotta once I get my formula down and my packaging and how I'm gonna ship it and send it, I gotta send out samples to all these different companies. And, you know, all these kids, they're gonna want a piece of like some BTM something, you know.
Yep.
They're all gonna want something like that.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, man, and especially when it's that quality ink. So, man, and you got some options. It's about to be crazy. Might have to get a couple of those from you for the Patreon, man. We have to work something out.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, I mean, just the Bus Hopper formula, you know, because they make their own ink,
mm-hmm.
and I've been to Frisco and I've seen it, and they can't buff it. It leaves a ghost, you know,
mm-hmm.
and people are gonna want that, you know. So it's just, I think it's gonna sell. I think it's gonna blow up, man.
So now, what would you say are the biggest differences, like, in the Frisco versus the Seattle bombing scene?
Well, Frisco's a buff now, from what I hear. From what I hear, Frisco's like the buff is so hard that it's not really what it once was. But I mean, you can conquer San Francisco in like fucking a month, because it's only 7 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's just, it's better. I think it's better because all the bus hopping is just next level. You know, all those kids can tag really good, you know?
Yeah.
They're all good at tagging and they have like good style. And I mean, it's just, it's almost like Philly or something, you know? Like, it's the same as like Philly. Like, everybody likes to see that shit. You know,
I mean, who would you say had the best tags? Who the top three hand styles? Who had them?
That's hard to say. Top three hand styles, probably like, I think like I liked Red Saul. I liked Red Saul's tagging. Like, he had like his own style. Like, that was in like 2003,
mm-hmm.
2004.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a really like unique style. And he had a lot of tags running. You know, just my crew and fucking, we had like Snide. I like seeing Snide had like the best tags, I think. He had like, he really was doing it. Snide was good. Damn, man, that put me on the spot. I don't know. Just, 3A, 3A, BTM, UPSK, fucking DAP. Oh, yeah, DAP. Probably like Kilo. Kilo had the best tags.
Okay, okay.
Kilo, DAP, all that Seattle 90s shit, he still has it. That Seattle 90s shit is like the best tags. And like, you know, I like seeing shit like that. You know, there wasn't really much of it when I was around, but if I see like old flicks, I like to see stuff from the 90s, like Attic, Curse.
And the Rest in like Peace that. Curse.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I only met that dude one time. It was at Jay Freeze's crib.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, BC. I like BC. BC's got some good hands.
Mm, free BC.
Free BC. I got his email.
Oh, shit.
You can email him in prison.
Hell yeah. We get kite to him.
He was designing face masks on like handkerchiefs with colored pencils.
That's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got like 16 years left.
Man. Oh, man, man, man. So outside of that, man, we just, man, kicking. You know, it's just, it's wild how graffiti just, you know, everything that, there's all these ends of the spectrum, you know, like, there's all these fucking ends of the spectrum, man, and it's how you navigate it. Some people, you know, some people make it out, some people don't. Some people are able to flip it into a profit, some people aren't. And it's inspiring though to see you, you know, pushing and getting this shit off, getting these shirts off. You guys check out Big Time Ops. I'm sorry, bigcartel.bigtimeops.com. Right?
Yeah. It might be flipped. I'm not quite sure. If it's bigtimemops.bigcartel.com, you might have to try both of them. It might be either one, but I'm not quite sure on my own website. If it's bigtimemops.bigcartel or bigcartel.bigtimemops.
Mm.
But it's one of those. And I got the fucking, the regular shirt that I talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the airbrush shirt is going off sale. The sale for that is over, but I did an airbrush shirt that I only sold 10 of, but it's airbrushed. Like, instead of having the red, blue, and yellow on it, it's black and white, but it's just airbrushed.
That's hard.
I call it the rare as fuck t-shirt, and it was selling for $75.
Ooh.
And only 10 people bought it, and I'm going to have one for myself, so...
Oh, and the sale's over?
The sale is over, yep.
Fuck, I was damn, dude. Shit, damn it, ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to cop the regular boy then.
Yep.
It's all good. Yep. It's like that sometime. Well, y'all catch that fucking, the Big Time Mops, the t-shirt. Look out for... the products in your local Art Primo and fucking graffiti website and shit. And Zeb, you want to give any more words of wisdom before you wrap this shit up?
Yeah, man. If you're out there painting, you need to paint more than anybody else. Treat the shit like a competition. Don't stop at all, regardless of whether you get criminal cases, people are hating on you, whatever, man. Just try and paint more than the next guy or more than the person that's most up, and it'll take you places, you know, and it'll really, it'll be good for you, you know, you know what I mean? That's what I did. And look at me. I got on the news, every channel. They were doing special reports about me. Fucking everybody knows about me in Seattle. You know, it's just, you know, I took it to a whole nother level, and I have no regrets over that at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you want to do it how I did it, or at least try to. You know what I mean? Don't just fucking fuck around. Like, do it how I did it, or
put
try
put your foot
to
in the
release.
Game, right?
Yeah, put your foot in the game.
Shit, you put your knee in the game. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. All right, Patreon family. Until next bonus segment, which at some point I'm going to have to tell some of my graffiti stories, man, because I don't really get into shit. But yeah. All right, y'all. James Gerald's over and out. We checking out of here like Vladimir. Peace.